STF Podcast. What it do, man? It's your boy, NTSO, man. I know I ain't been on here in a few weeks, you know, but, you know, life is life, man. It's life. It's a lot of things I've yet to understand nowadays. And this one right here is like point critical. Like, what's the point Why do... I'm just gonna say it. What's the point of a relationship, bro? Like, if you're not in it genuinely to learn a motherfucker, to get to know a motherfucker and grow, and excuse my French, but just I'm baffled, you know what I'm saying? Because from the older generation down to the younger generation, it's pure idiocracy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. And I don't mean this in a harsh way, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a conversation that came up with me and somebody, and they was like, well, women been belittled so long, it's now time for them to stand up, and you know, and all that. No. Women have a place value in life as a woman. If you put your mind to it, anybody can do anything, but what is you trying to outshine a man for? You know what I'm saying? Why is you, like, y'all have different positions and different roles in life that partake easily, you know what I'm saying? Like, women can level up so easily in life. But a man who been through something and coming from somewhere, man, like, it ain't that easy, it ain't that hard. But to know that y'all dealing in, you know, you don't know nothing about nothing, like, I'm just confused, you know what I'm saying? This not my situation, but it's a fellow peer of mine situation that I'm just confused, you know what I'm saying? Because women say they want good dudes, they want to, you know, somebody gonna put they all into them, who gonna do this, who gonna do that, you know what I'm saying? But when you get that, you really don't act that, you know what I'm saying? Why? Because it ain't in the shape, form, or fashion that you want. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you just fuck it. I'm just gonna accompany what's here. Nah, that's tiresome. That's depressing. You know what I'm saying? Just dealing, just to be dealing, because, like, I don't know. I done been through a lot of situations or relationships, and the entitlement is crazy once a motherfucker get a title, though. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker searching for a title so bad, but don't even know how to accompany that title. You know? You gotta want it for yourself before somebody else want it for you. Like, you can't expect a motherfucker to do something for you that you haven't done for yourself, or even try to yourself. Like, I'm just saying. This is just like the harsh reality of today, man. The women is so masculine nowadays. Like, a brother came through my drive-thru the other day, and I commend this brother. I don't know who he is, but he come through the drive-thru the other day, and basically, his woman was trying to order from the passenger seat, like, basically belittle him, like, nigga, shut up, I got this, you know what I'm saying? You just drive. So, you know, I'm taking the order or whatever, and you know, you can hear the lady getting sassy or whatever for no reason. I'm explaining to her what we have, what we don't have. You know, would you like it larger? Would you like it smaller? Like, you know, I'm just taking an order or whatever. And you can hear it in her voice. She getting sassy, but the guy, he ain't get loud or nothing. He just looked over. Well, from what I can see, he just looked over, said something, and then he continued to place the order. So, boom, we get to the window, you know, and I guess they thought I was going to change the demeanor, or they didn't expect to see me, myself, there per se. But the woman kept the same energy, you know, the whole sassy attitude or whatever, because once I hand them their food or whatever, she was like, nah, my drink supposed to be this. Can I get this? Can I get that? So I guess the brother could feel, you know, the tension rising, because I'm finna say something now. So before I could even get a word out, he looked over again and he said something to her, and she sat back in the seat. Because I didn't respond to nothing she said. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the brother could feel the agitation and the irritation. And he looked over and he said something she said back. But I commend that brother. You know what I'm saying? Because you at a fast food place. What you getting sassy about this? What you getting sassy for? It's nothing to get sassy about. You know what I'm saying? You finna spend $20, you know, on some combos. Like, cut it out, you know. So I commend that brother for stepping in and actually, you know, playing his position. You know what I'm saying? But we have a thing now in today's society where women want to be so masculine. They want to be the head. They want to control so much and do so much. But it's like, y'all messing up the chessboard. Y'all messing up the chessboard. Yeah, the queen can run around and knock shit down and, you know, wipe shit out. Yeah, she can do that all day, set shit up, all type of shit. But at the same time, a real solid man is a leader, not a follower. So even if she got her own motion, I still got my own motion. You know what I'm saying? And the only way to merge them if somebody submit. So somebody got to be submissive, and it ain't going to be that man. You know what I'm saying? So just look at the reality of the shit, man. And I see it every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? And it's redundant. It's crazy, you know? But, man, you know, I'm going to keep it all the way a book, man. I done broke down the women. I done cried in women's faces. Kept it all the way a book. Told my story. Only for what? Only for what? So many women, you know, come in my life just to get lessons, man. And they don't understand that I'm left to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit just be so funny because a nigga becoming so genuine, but that genuine shit ain't finna get me nowhere, bro. Like, no matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, bro, like, It don't make sense, bro. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. Like, a woman will wait till they've been played with so many times before they go back to that right one. But that right one he burnt out already, so he ain't even fucking with you, and now it's a whole situation. you want motherfucker want to curse that person out, you know, want to call a motherfucking name, do all this type of shit. You know, it's like, bro, women have a place value, bro. And the ones teaching that face value, man, or that place value is like, I don't know, bro. Like, the game ain't how it used to be, man. The women ain't how it used to be. Like, I'm confused. I'm very confused nowadays. I'd rather go isolate, bro. Like, go in complete isolation, bro. Because it's hard to find genuineness out here, bro. Like, a motherfucker really willing to grow and learn. Like, I don't know, but this NTSO, man, y'all know I ain't gonna hold y'all. I just have to speak on that a little bit, man. Lego.
3. Yeah.
Okay. Lego.
Lego.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, she bad in the motherfucker, but that's temporary. When we let you, baby girl.
Cool and dandy, I'm trying to find something to do, and you the main attraction.